You pay a store today for something you will choose later. That makes you a creditor. A gift card feels like money because it is denominated in dollars and it buys things. It is not money. It is a claim against one specific business, purchased in advance, and the difference only becomes visible in the situations where it matters most. The simple version. When someone buys a gift card, cash moves to the merchant immediately and nothing is delivered. What the buyer receives is a promise. The merchant will provide goods or services up to that amount at some point in the future. That is the structure of a loan. The customer has paid in advance and holds a claim. The merchant has the money and owes something, and the obligation stays open until the card is redeemed or it is not. The numbers. The Federal Trade Commission describes retail gift cards as cards that can only be redeemed at the retailers and restaurants that sell them Federal Trade Commission. Federal rules define a store gift card as one issued on a prepaid basis, primarily for personal, family, or household purposes to a consumer in a specified amount Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Regulation E, 12 CFR 1005.20. Funds may not expire before the later of 5 years after the card was initially issued, or the date funds were last loaded onto it. Regulation E, 12 CFR 1005.20. A dormancy, inactivity, or service fee may be imposed only where there has been no activity for the 1 year period ending on the date. The fee is charged. Regulation E, 12 CFR 1005.20. Not more than one dormancy, inactivity, or service fee may be imposed in any given calendar month, and the amount, the frequency, and the fact that it may be assessed for inactivity must be disclosed. Regulation E, 12 CFR 1005.20. The federal rules exclude loyalty, award, and promotional gift cards, cards that are reloadable and not marketed or labeled as a gift card, and cards issued in paper form only. Regulation E, 12 CFR 1005.20. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau states that if you give a store gift card and the retailer goes under, the card may not be redeemable. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The federal courts define an unsecured claim as a claim for which a creditor holds no security, such as a mortgage or lien, and a secured creditor as one with a lien securing some or all of its claim. United States courts. The merchant receives the money at purchase and delivers goods later, so the balance is an obligation on the merchant's books rather than the customer's money in an account definition. What federal law fixed and what it did not. Before federal rules, cards routinely expired quickly and lost value to monthly fees, so a balance could shrink to nothing while sitting in a drawer. Congress addressed that specifically, and the rules now sit in Regulation E. Funds cannot expire before the later of 5 years from issuance or the date money was last loaded. An inactivity fee requires a full year of no activity first. Only one such fee may be charged in a calendar month, and the amount and frequency have to be disclosed. Those are federal floors, and states may provide more. The rules also do not cover everything that looks like a gift card. Loyalty, award, and promotional cards are excluded, as are paper-only certificates and reloadable cards that are not marketed as gift cards. A card handed out in a promotion and a card bought at a register are different instruments under the rules, even when they look identical in a wallet. The distinction between a card redeemable only at the merchant that sold it and one carrying a payment network logo also matters, because they are issued by different parties and the terms attached to them differ. What none of the rules touch is the underlying structure. The money still sits with the merchant, and the holder still has a claim rather than a deposit. Where the structure actually matters. Everything above is administrative until a business closes. Then the difference between money and a claim becomes the whole story, and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau states the outcome plainly. If you give a store gift card and the retailer goes under, the card may not be redeemable. The reason sits in how bankruptcy pays people. The federal courts define a secured creditor as one holding a lien against the debtor, and an unsecured claim as one where the creditor holds no security such as a mortgage or lien. When there is not enough money to pay everyone, the bankruptcy code ranks unsecured claims and pays them in that order. A gift card is a promise to deliver value with nothing pledged against it. Where a particular holder lands in a particular case is a legal question that depends on the case, and this article does not answer it. What is worth understanding is the general shape. Claims backed by collateral are satisfied from that collateral first, and claims backed by nothing are paid from whatever remains. That is why gift cards sometimes stop being honored, or get honored only partially, or only for a limited window during a wind down. None of that is a comment on any merchant, and this article makes no claim about the condition of any business. It is a description of what the instrument is, which is worth knowing before it becomes relevant rather than after. The real cost lends on money held elsewhere. The comparison worth drawing is against the alternatives, because it explains what the convenience actually costs. Cash in a bank account is a deposit, insured within limits and usable anywhere. A gift card balance is a claim on one business, usable there. The balance earns nothing while it waits, and the merchant has the use of the money in the meantime, which is the commercial reason gift cards exist. Accounting standards treat the portion of balances. A company does not expect to be redeemed as its own category, called breakage, recognized over the redemption period rather than at purchase. Balances that are never redeemed do not simply vanish. Some states require unredeemed value to be reported as unclaimed property, treatment that varies by state and that we covered separately. Federal rules limit expiration and fees, and no rule converts a claim into a deposit. None of that is advice about whether to buy or use one, and it is not a suggestion about timing. It is what the instrument is, stated plainly enough to compare against holding the same amount in a form that is not tied to one company. Cash in a bank is a deposit. A gift card balance is a promise from one business, and a promise with nothing pledged behind it is the weakest kind of claim there is. What this means? The useful reframe is that a gift card is not stored money. It is prepaid access. Federal rules protect the balance from expiring quickly and from being eaten by fees, and they do not change who is holding the cash or what kind of claim the holder has. The broader habit is asking who holds the money in any prepaid arrangement. Deposits, subscriptions paid annually, retainers, and store credit all involve paying first and receiving later, and in each case the answer to who is holding it determines what happens when something breaks. What this is not. This is not advice about buying, giving, using, or redeeming gift cards, and it is not a suggestion about timing or about any particular purchase. This is not a claim about the financial condition of any merchant, issuer, or retailer, and none is named. This is not legal advice, and it is not a statement of how any particular claim would be treated. Bankruptcy outcomes depend on the case, and where any specific holder ranks is a question for a court and an attorney. Sources: Federal Trade Commission, gift cards, https://www.ftcgov/newsevents/media-resources/truth-advertising/gift-cards. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Regulation E Section 1005.20, Requirements for Gift Cards and Gift Certificates, https://www.consumerfinance.gov/rules-policy/regulations/1005/20/. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Giving or Receiving Gift Cards, https://www.consumerfinance.gov/about-us/blog/giving-or-receiving-gift-cards. Know the terms and avoid surprises. United States Courts, Bankruptcy Glossary, Secured Creditor, Unsecured Claim Priority, https://www.escortsgov/glossary. USA Gov Unclaimed Money, https://www.usagov/unclaimed-money.